And then, just as you said, we know that it's a part of marriage. We know that in order to have children, it's got to go down. And then the more we know about it, the more our programming doesn't make sense. Because as you said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He created us with the body parts that we have. He created us to work like this. He created the desire. He created the pleasure. Not only did he create the whole mechanism, but look at the way that it's spoken about in that hadith, for example. The fact that it's an act of ibadah that you actually get reward for, it's sadaqah, right? There's actually a dua that you make before you enter your wife. Like, what is this? It's like, it doesn't make sense. But we're supposed to be pure and religious, but we're supposed to enjoy sex. Like, how? This doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. That's because we've separated sexuality from spirituality. We can't love God and love sex too. But God created sex. Right?
This is the thing. This
It's
is the thing.
one scholar, he says it's a piece of paradise, the only piece of paradise that you'll get on earth. It's the only thing, it's the only thing that is haram for you, and by doing a simple act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entering into marriage, it becomes halal and it has blessings on top of it. But it's that cognitive dissonance, and it really comes from us not truly understanding our deen. No, you don't. And this is, and you said it, right? There's an extreme, right? You either love it, you listen to the songs, you watching the movies, you're
You be
into
in
it,
it.
or you're repelled by it. But what is Islam? Islam is the middle path.
This is it. This is
So
it. You
I don't
have
have to I
love
don't
it.
have to fully indulge in it, and I don't have to be repelled by it, but it has its place and it has its time. Let me bring it to the middle. Okay, I don't like that song talking about who whatever, but when I think about my man, these might be things that I like to do, right? I don't have to be repelled by it, but this is not something that I'm going to do publicly. There is a, Islam creates a space for it. So, and it's the middle path, and I think that's what we forget. But I also understand where that comes from. It can be both of those responses can be trauma responses. This promiscuity that we might see from people, that's a trauma response, as is the repulsion. But both are damaging. So we need to find a way to balance it.
Well, this is exactly as you say. You know, I want to say unfortunately, but you know, it just is what it is. If you do want to get married, you know, male or female, it's a part of marriage. So it probably makes sense to figure this out and to get onto the right page with it. Because I can only imagine, well, we know already because you know we speak to people and we hear from people, but just how lonely it must be to not experience that connection with your spouse, you know. It's a loss, really. It is a loss, which you wouldn't really wish on anybody, because as you say, you are halal for each other. So go forth and enjoy. It's such a huge blessing of that union, I think. It's just one of the best things.
It is, and it's so deep that I said on an Instagram live once, because we were talking about things to consider before marriage, and a sister said, "Well, there's a brother who wants to marry me. He's very good, he's very kind, he's very pious, but I'm not attracted to him." And I said to her, "Sis, when you're thinking about a man that you want to marry, you need to also pick someone that you would want to have sex with." And she said she was offended by that. And I said, "This is the problem."
This is the problem. This is an issue
I
now,
said,
guys.
"This is
Okay,
the issue.
people.
But you shouldn't marry a man just for sex. Of course you shouldn't. Of course you shouldn't.
That
But you
wasn't what was being
also
said.
should not marry a man that you are repulsed by.
Oh, no.
You should not marry a man that you don't want to have sex with, because this is, you're not entering into a business arrangement. He's not becoming your teacher. He's not the brother that you sit next to at the masjid. That's the brother that you lay down with in your bed at night. It is okay, but that's how deep it has gotten that you have young, and this was a young Muslim woman. You have young Muslims who are engaging in marriage, and they're like, "I can't even think about whether this person fits my desirability requirements."
Check this out. This is what it's saying to me, right? Maybe that sister, two things. Maybe she has a type, So he's not her type.
Whatever. Oh, he definitely wasn't her type. Yep.
So she's thinking, I can't get that way with someone who's not my type. So maybe he's not the type. But also, it could be that, and I think from her response, it sounds like she feels that that kind of genuine desire is a bad thing and isn't something that is in any way to be honored. So, you know, it's almost like I shouldn't even be looking at him like that, you know, but then, hey, who knows?